Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast challenge edition. I am your host, Emily Longaretta, the senior entertainment editor at Us Weekly. I want to start off by saying I am sorry that we had an episode off last week. I know a few of you reached out to me on social media and I really, really appreciate it. I had to deal with some personal matters, but we are back and we are kicking off with an exciting new interview with Julie Pizzi, who is the president at Buna Murray Productions. Now, she has worked with the Real World Road Rules Challenge family for a very long time. She also launched her own company. She is going to talk all about that and talk a lot about All Stars, including what to expect from the finale. I do my very best at getting out some dirt from her. She's very tight-lipped. She's very knows what she's doing. She's a great interview and a really, really great person. So definitely stay tuned to listen to my interview with Julie Pizzi. Thank you so much for joining. I'm so excited to talk all about Challenge All-Stars because it has been quite a whirlwind. And I feel like first I have to say congratulations on making this all happen because you have been really killing it with this.
Well, thank you. I can't take all the credit. There are a lot of people that got into making this happen, but I have to say it is sort of really wild for me because a lot of these cast members were not only on the first seasons of shows that I did, like Road Rules, but also the first seven challenges that I did. So it is literally like, it's so familiar and so wild that like we're all back together again, which feels like a century. And it really has been.
It's like watching your kids grow up. I mean, it's crazy. So for those who don't, I mean, not everybody knows the ins and outs of MTV and Buna Murray and everything the way that I do. So I want you to talk a little bit about your history with the company because you have worked with them for so long.
I did. I started as a segment producer on The Challenge, pretty much the very first challenge. And then I started segment producing on my very first job was on Road Rules 8, which was Semester at Sea, which, yes, Duffy and Veronica were on. And then I started showrunning, I guess I wasn't the showrunner for 9, but I did Road Rules 9. And I did all the challenges up until the last challenge I did was just kicking off the first Inferno in Mexico. So, you know, Battle of the Seasons, Battle of the Sexes, The Gauntlet were all my seasons. And then, you know, carrying what we used to do is sort of flip flop. So we would do Real World and Road Rules at the same time they would shoot. And then The Challenge would shoot after that. We would always bring the cast from those shows into the Challenge franchise. Right. So, you know, it is really quite a journey for them too, but to know that so many people that were working on the shows that work on the show now worked on the show back then.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is sort of a mind fuck.
when you guys started talking about All Stars and it kind of came to you, obviously, like you said, you haven't been show running on a challenge in a while. How did that kind of come about that you decided to head up this one?
Oh, so, I mean, in all fairness, so I used to be a showrunner at Buna Murray, and then I left and started my own company. Mm-hmm. And then I came back, I want to say 5 or 6 years ago, more as an executive at the company, and then sort of retook over the Challenge franchise. So Justin Booth actually ran All Stars. Mm-hmm. And he and Emer Herkin kind of go back and forth running the Challenge. So, you know, I really oversaw it. But what had happened is MTV had reached out to us and said, like, you know, what's another version of the challenge? What else can we do? And at the same time, or a few months later, I remember because we were with MTV, we were all in Iceland together shooting 36. And Mark Long had just said, you know, I want to do OGs. I've already reached out to all these casts. And we're like, would they really do it? Like some of them we hadn't worked with in a decade. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I've talked to them all. So we ended up doing a deal with Mark. And then ultimately it landed on us wanting to do or MTV really wanting to do a Challenge spinoff, which ended up being All Stars for Paramount Plus. Right. So it was sort of all the stars aligning at once. But we've always talked about like reunion seasons. But I don't know that, you know, I think having a new platform to really put it made it a lot more sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking a little bit about the platform of it all, do you notice a big difference when it comes to filming a show specifically for a streaming service versus, I mean, because obviously I know that you did when Real World was on Facebook, you were part of that too. So you kind of have a lot of experience when it comes to doing different outlets in that way.
I think there are some shows that are sort of built for streaming, particularly for Facebook, but because, I mean, we did sort of present Real World differently for Facebook, meaning the way it aired and sort of how we sort of edited the assets, but we really shot the show exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And I would say the same in terms of working with Paramount Plus. One of the things that was really great was that, you know, we had a little more flexibility in terms of standards and practices. Like you can hear the kids swearing.
Yeah.
I think there's some stuff that, you know, we don't have to blur everything as much. So I think there was a little more freedom. And then certainly, you know, Paramount Plus still has commercial breaks, but you're sort of programming it as just a full hour. You don't necessarily do all those rollback moments that you do on the linear version.
Yeah, definitely. And this is only 9 episodes for All Stars. How did that decision come about? Because obviously a normal season is a lot longer and we see every episode is packed with stuff. So it definitely could have been longer. How did that decision come about?
Well, you know, that was a programming decision. I will say, in speaking to other streamers, 8 episodes is sort of a sweet spot. Mm-hmm. It's really how people binge. And it's usually like sort of where they finish watching, somewhere around the 8 episode mark. So that might have been a number that was sort of inspired by analytics. We initially had an 8 episode order, which is a season. But also there were 2 parts of this. One is I'm sure they just wanted to test it out and see how it would do on Paramount Plus. But the other thing is that a lot of these cast members have real jobs. They have moved on in their life. So we couldn't keep them for 10 weeks. So we were really careful, especially with quarantine time, to try to keep this in the 4-week range, especially for, you know, cast members that were parents that had to take leaves from their jobs. So it was practical, but also it sort of lined up with the philosophy behind binging on streamers.
Right, absolutely. And I would guess that, I mean, for a lot of network TV shows, they are looking at streamers for the future. I mean, obviously that's something that everyone knows is kind of what's happening. Do you see a time that like the regular Challenge could live just on Paramount Plus and not on MTV? Or do you think it really just works on MTV?
Well, I will say that the show, The Challenge, still does really well on MTV. Mm-hmm. We had like this season with some of our highest ratings in the demo in years. So I think, you know, ideally, I'm assuming MTV would like to retain that viewership. But I think everyone knows that people sort of switch back and forth. So, you know, I feel like it can play in both places. I know a lot of people do watch The Challenge. They used to watch it on Apple or they'll watch it on MTV.com. And now some of the challenges are playing on Paramount Plus. So I think that people will sort of follow the series if they're big fans. Mm-hmm. But in terms of introducing it to a new audience, I think both Paramount Plus and MTV still does that. Yeah. We still have the benefit of that because a lot of times we cast characters that are in other MTV series. So we sort of get the benefit of bringing them onto our show and really growing our audience.
Definitely. Absolutely. I had Emer on a few weeks ago and she was incredible and talked a little bit about the casting process and kind of, you know, the attempt of making everyone happy, which is just not a possibility. And the format changes, because I feel like over the years, obviously, you know, I mean, you were part of it when it was The Inferno and when it was Battle of the Sexes. Is there a way that you want to bring back? Is there a certain theme or anything like that that you were really passionate about, that you really loved and enjoyed, that you would love to see come back?
I mean, I love the idea of Battle of the Seasons. I love the idea, especially, you know, even as we saw sort of the relationship between like Tech and Ruthie, where you have people that when you have people that were on the same season that shared an experience, there's a depth to their friendship that is more meaningful in a competition. So I think, you know, obviously we would switch things up, but the idea of bringing like 2 people from every season really would work well for All Stars. It doesn't really work on the Challenge side because we have really opened the casting lens to that, to many, many shows.
Right.
So it would be a little more difficult to cast, or it wouldn't be all in the family. But by the way, we always have sort of the Big Brother contingent, the Survivor contingent. So they are sort of little families in and of themselves.
Right. You could totally do Battle of the Series and just have each of their little families.
We really could. But one of the things that we intentionally did for this first cycle of All Stars is we really narrowed the window to people that were either on The Real World or Road Rules. And those were really, that was sort of where the franchise started. And if we're really leaning into this sort of like the beginning of the OG, that really felt suitable. And it was also an opportunity that for MTV to even put those old seasons up, you could really rewatch all these characters, by the way, like 15 years ago. It's so crazy how long ago, you know,
it's 20
years ago.
Yeah. It's so crazy. Do you, if All Stars continues, what will that remain the rule that they have to have had appeared on Road Rules and or Real World? Will that be like strict? Because obviously that used to be how the challenge was, but that's expanded so much over the years.
Yeah, I mean, I think we still have a lot of cast members that we haven't tapped into that want to do the show. So my guess is we'll continue that for a little while. And then we might open it up as we go in with success.
Okay.
I think what we recognize is that there was, first of all, like the online chatter about the show is amazing.
Yeah.
I love the fan base. It's so fun to read Twitter. I would just say that, you know, we feel like this sort of hit a soft spot with viewers. I think there was still a lot of nostalgia because we were able to sort of throw back to moments, throw back to challenges with the characters that were 10 years ago. There's a lot to still mine in that. And I think we'll probably continue to do it because, you know, MTV owns all those shows. So us being able to throw back to those moments, it's very accessible for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great advantage. Obviously, we all know how hard it is to get studio footage if it's not your studio. So that's a really, really great plus.
We have 100 kids that wanted kids. Let me just rephrase that because they're so adults now. We have over 100 past Real World or Road Rules players that are interested in doing another cycle. So like, and people have reached out to us. Like it is like a wealth of great personalities that are willing to just do it because they thought it looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And from what I've heard and who I've talked to, obviously I've talked to Mark a lot, but I've talked to a lot of other cast members who have said that in comparison to the other challenge, it just is almost more lighthearted because there is still drama. We see it every week. People are still watching it, but it's like, we're watching like our family members argue almost. That's kind of how it feels. And it seems that people actually really want to be part of that. And even Mark said that some people that didn't want to be part of it after have seen the first season are saying like, oh, I want to do it now.
We really did want to distinguish the two series creatively. So we are leaning into a little bit more of the comedy. And also, you know, this cast, they're funny. Like Hisela has great one-liners. Like they all do. They're funny. Tech is so funny. So I think, you know, allowing ourselves to sort of lean into nostalgia and comedy, that does really feel very different than the intensity that often is the challenge.
Absolutely. So when you, obviously we're heading into the final soon, I can assume that will still be very intense because from any of the previews we've seen, it looks, this whole season has been intense. The challenges aren't any less intense. And actually, I think some of them might actually be tougher than regular challenge.
I feel like even just watching the cast sort of evolve, like not just athletically, but sort of like their courage and their willingness to do things, because the stunts get a little harder as mm-hmm. you go. And I think that, yeah, there's still some intensity coming. I think we're airing episode 7 tonight, right? So we still have 2 more. Mm-hmm. Oh, episode 7 is so good. So good. yeah. I mean, and then, you know, obviously because we were only supposed to do 8 episodes, but we had such an amazing finale that it ended up being 2.
It's amazing.
So there's lots of good stuff to come.
I can't wait. And then I also wanted to ask you, because it seems that it would make the most sense, I guess, that some of the OGs that are doing All Stars, does that mean that they are kind of out of the running for a normal challenge?
No, it doesn't. I think we didn't really spend a ton of time. I mean, Anissa is somebody who can float back and forth.
Right.
I think that we're trying to sort of figure that out ourselves mm-hmm. in terms of like players sort of crossing over. I think one of the things that we just have to keep in the back of our heads is fairness. So if you take like CT or Bananas, they are like legends, but they're also contemporaries to the cast. Mm-hmm. So I think we're thinking about it. We will never say no because we love, it's not just that we adore the characters. It's just that there's a relationship between CT and the cast of All Stars that goes back years, like 30 years or 15, 20 years. And I think that we still want to explore those relationships mm-hmm. that are very different than the relationships that he's making that CT is making as a vet on Challenge 36 and so on.
Of course. Absolutely. When you guys are thinking about casting, and when you casted this first season, was there a lot of people that you wanted that couldn't do it or that were hesitant, or was it, what did you guys get most of the people that you wanted the first season?
We got most of the people we wanted the first season, but what I will say is that some people really do have obligations or jobs that really can't afford them leaving for a month. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, we're trying to be able to work with everyone to see if we can make that happen moving forward. But you just have to recognize that some jobs you can't walk away from.
Right. Of course.
Or even family situations, because we had some women that had just had babies. Like, they're not going to leave a 2-month-old home to go do a show, you know, in Argentina. So
would you guys bring back the same? Would you be OK with bringing back the same OGs if Mark wanted to come back and do another season? Is that something that's OK? Is there any like rules against that or no?
No, there's no rules against it, because don't you feel like with some of them, you just like slice off the surface. It's like, there's still so much more to learn. And then also, you know, there were people that we cast for the cycle that didn't have people from their seasons or people that they have different relationships with. So I think we have lots still to explore with people. So we would definitely consider some of the same people.
What kind of decisions go into bringing people back on a normal challenge? Because we see a lot of the same faces returning. Obviously, we see CT the past couple seasons. I know Bananas took a couple seasons off, but especially when someone wins and they don't come back. I mean, for example, like Jenny, she won and then we didn't see her come back. What kind of decisions are those kind of conversations that happen behind the scenes?
There's a lot that goes into it. I mean, there is no rule about somebody winning and not coming back. We don't, you know, have a problem with that at all. I think that, you know, that the show is more than just a competition series. It is also a drama series. It's a docuseries. And, you know, there are certain people who really are just like all about the game and mostly play the game. And they might be incredibly strategic and really good at it. But we also ask them to sort of give of themselves and to share their experiences and to sort of participate on a larger level. And that's what I think resonates with the fan base. So if we have some characters, people that are, you know, mostly just really game players, we really do look for people that bring more to the table.
Of course.
So it doesn't mean that nobody's ever really out because they won by any means. But sometimes also you have to remember that if somebody wins the challenge, they were featured in 19 episodes. So sometimes we just want to give the audience a break to fall in love with them all over again in a season from now.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And then you goes home after the second episode. It's like we barely got to know them. So we'll likely bring them back.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, we kind of saw that with Jarrell. He took a couple seasons off and then it was like, so it's so exciting to see him come back. So it's like, it kind of gives the fans exactly what they want. After the first season of All Stars, obviously a first new show, you are so familiar with the challenge world, but it was still a new show. Do you have anything you would have done differently the first time around?
Well, I think we were a little surprised how difficult the first challenge was, because on paper, it really wasn't. It didn't feel like a very, like, because it's swimming, right? So you're like, this isn't going to be that hard. It's swimming and diving into a pool. Like, we do that at home. What we didn't, I guess, take into account is it's really cold. The water was really cold. I mean, it wasn't freezing, but it's cold, and that does affect your body. And also just really how difficult it actually was. I don't know that we would have changed it, but I felt like, I don't know that we expected so many people to struggle out of the gate. But then I will say, and then it made us pause like, oh my God, will this cast be able to do all these challenges? Because we know that they have, we know that they could have, or they used to, but can they still? But then what we sort of found as the series went on is that they're just as capable. It almost felt like they were going on their first run. But then at this point now they're doing a marathon, and they all sort of like, you know, got better and better as the series went on.
Totally. All right. So before we wrap, I'm going to ask again about the finale, because obviously we're going to be publishing this right before the finale airs. What can you tease about what's to come? Are we going to see teamwork and individual work, like partners? What can you say about the format of the finale?
I don't think the finale will disappoint. The finale is really good. But the reason why I don't want to tell you is that there's so many twists at this point. But as you can see, it's sort of leaning into, it's like, as the series has gone on, we've done so many team things and it is sort of starting to thin out a little bit. But because I think tonight's episode is sort of crucial in that.
Thank you so much for chatting. I really appreciate it. As always, I always love chatting with you.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
As a reminder, new episodes of The Challenge All-Stars drop every Thursday on Paramount Plus. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode, another interview, and thank you again for reaching out on social media last week when I wasn't there. I really appreciate all of the love and support that I received. As always, reach out to me anytime at Emily Longaretta on all platforms. If you have questions, complaints, suggestions, I want to hear all of them. If you want to hear from specific guests, let me know. I will do my best to bring them to you. You can also, if you really like us, we would really appreciate you leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. Leave us a comment. I also wanted to shout out that I recently got a comment on iTunes asking for some old school challengers to come on as guests. So I will do my best to bring that to you. If there's anyone specific you're looking for, reach out to me. I can't promise anything. Obviously, these people are doing their own thing. A lot of them these days have moved on from the challenge and may not want to revisit it. But if they do, I will do my best to bring it to you. As always, guys, thank you so much for listening. Stay safe, and we'll be back next week.